9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hasey Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Phone lines open to you at 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. Send in your thoughts via email, chad at KFYO.com. That's chad at KFYO.com. You can also find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter, where the show continues all day long. We continue to take a look at the Republican primary, the race for 2014. And in one of the more crowded races, that would be for Ag Commissioner. Joining me today, Republican candidate for Ag Commissioner, Eric Opiella is on the phone lines with us today. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Tell folks a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for Ag Commissioner.
Well, I'm in the long tradition of farming and ranching families from down in South Texas. We're the oldest Polish settlement in North America, Panta Maria, Texas. And my family's been farming and ranching in Karnes County for five generations. We have a commercial beef cattle operation, about 2,300 acres. And I've also spent over the last decade representing landowners across this state and beyond in private property rights, water rights, and Endangered Species Act cases as well. Been a leader in the state Republican Party as a grassroots conservative leader, currently represents all of South Texas on the state Republican Executive Committee, and have a good background on water. And that is the number one issue impacting the future of agriculture in this state. And I'm the only candidate running for Ag Commissioner that has that background. It's so important that our Ag Commissioner take a leadership role in the next term.
Well, exactly what type of experience are you going to be bringing to the office if elected when it comes to water and some of the other issues as well? Why is your experience the best experience?
Sure. Well, you know, we have to have an Ag Commissioner that has a philosophy in government that government is here to protect our God-given rights and life, liberty, and property. And I'm the only candidate running for Ag Commissioner that has actually defended landowners' water rights and worked on these very important issues. This is our big-ticket item facing agriculture. We have a system of absolute ownership in groundwater in this state. We believe that landowners own water from the heavens to the depths of the earth, but we do very little to actually protect it. We have a patchwork quilt system of groundwater conservation districts in this state. Some areas covered, some areas not. Some districts are single-county districts that do very little to actually protect that property right and unwithdrawn groundwater, and some groundwater conservation districts over-regulate. So we have to have an Ag Commissioner that takes a leadership role in reforming our groundwater law in this state to make sure that that property right actually means something, that that water is there when you want to withdraw it, when you need to withdraw it, not only to grow your crops, but frankly, all of us in Texas have an increasing need for water in the state. We're turning to groundwater ever more because of the growing energy boom and the growing population in this state. We have to have an Ag Commissioner that stands up for rural Texas. And I'm the only candidate that has that history of defending our water rights. We also have to have an Ag Commissioner who stands up against the federal government's move to try and manage our rivers and streams and surface waters in the state. Over in the big country north of Abilene and just to the east of Amarillo, the Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed just this past year listing a minnow that would prohibit the construction of any new surface water resources in an area of the state that has very little groundwater options to fall back on. You know, that's just one example of the need to have an Ag Commissioner that has the experience that I do, standing up on Endangered Species Act, Clean Water Act, and other cases, that we have to have an Ag Commissioner that intervenes in this very important federal litigation, making sure that landowner rights are protected for all of us, and that our water rights and our ability to manage our water resources like we have the last 160 years in the state continue to be exercised by Texans.
Visiting with Eric Opiella, you can visit his website, ericopiella.com. And on your website under issues, you list a few things, water being the number one. I assume that is your number one issue. But you also talk about the school lunch program under issues. And that's something that, you know, I believe when I've looked at some of the other candidates, their website, that issue has not popped up. Why is that one of the issues you're focusing on?
Well, Chad, this program has ballooned out of control. We have a distortion in this agency on things that are not actually dealing with agriculture. You know, the legislature likes to roll everything under the sun into the Department of Agriculture. We've had structural pest control rolled in. We've had the Hurricane Ike recovery rolled in. And in past sessions, we had the school lunch program rolled in. We spend $1.9 billion a year on this program. $500 million is spent on just administering the program at the Department of Agriculture. Put this in perspective, we spend about $576 million on the entirety of the rest of the Department of Agriculture. I believe this agency has to be refocused on agriculture, that we cut the administrative expenses and the administrative overhead of this important program and make sure that those dollars go to the local school district so our kids have healthier, more nutritious, Texas-grown agricultural products that benefit our farmers and ranchers as well as the nutrition of our kids, make it easier on our public schools to administer this program, eliminate some of our duplicative rulemaking at the department that constrains the ability of our local parents and teachers and administrators to have this conservative concept of local control and personal responsibility. I believe parents, not government, is the best steward of our children's nutritional and health needs that we have. And I want to take that concept into this program, reposition this agency as an agency focused on agriculture, and make sure that this important program is but a part of an agency, not the overwhelming majority of what we do at the Department of Agriculture.
What do you think, or how do you feel Todd Staples did as Ag Commissioner? He's on his way out, and what would you continue or change from his time as Ag Commissioner?
Well, I think both are Todd Staples and Susan Combs, who was his predecessor, did fabulous jobs as Texas Agriculture Commissioner in the areas that they had expertise. And this office is what you make of it. You know, Susan did a fabulous job of bringing the Endangered Species Act to the public fore when it was crucial that we had an Ag Commissioner that stood up for our ranchers, for instance, in the Hill Country, who were facing the Golden Cheek Warbler listing at the end of the 1990s. Todd Staples did a fabulous job of bringing border issues to the fore, and the safety and health, life, safety issues posed by illegal immigration to our rural communities. But our next Texas Agriculture Commissioner has to focus on water. This is the issue that will live or die the future of rural Texas. And I want to make sure that our Department of Agriculture is focused on, one, making sure that we have water more available in rural Texas, and number two, stewarding that resource better. And that's what I bring to the table as our agriculture commissioner. That's a focus that I want to change at this agency, making sure that not only do our rural communities have the adequate water resources that they need, where we have two rural communities that are trucking water 24 hours a day and have been since June right now in this state, but also make sure that our farmers and ranchers don't lose the ability to be able to produce. Because, frankly, our population is growing in the state in urban Texas, and they're looking to rural Texas for that new sources of water that they have to have. And we have to make sure that we have a statewide leader that's focused on protecting our private property rights, making sure that water is more available for agriculture and energy and other uses that are important to rural Texas, and making sure that we maintain control, not the federal government maintaining control of the management of our water resources in this state.
Visiting with Eric Opiello, he's a candidate for Ag Commissioner in the Republican primary. Eric, before we let you go, obviously this is a crowded field of candidates, and people are going to have to make a choice, and this is one of those races that, while it's a very important race, people don't always see it that way. They kind of just go and they just check off a name. For those who are tuning in right now, they're hearing you talk about what you would do. Give one final push, I guess. What separates you from everybody else running, and why you think you're the best one for the job?
Well, Chad, you're absolutely correct. In fact, in the last primary, we had 376,000 Texans who voted in our Republican primary leave the office of Ag Commissioner blank. That's 33% of our total primary electorate leaving it blank. We have a choice to make in our Republican primary. We have a choice to elect an Ag Commissioner who can actually make a difference for Texas agriculture on the big ticket items, on water, on making sure this agency is focused on agriculture and not grown out of proportion in areas that have little to do with agriculture, and making sure that we continue the fine work that our prior agriculture commissioners done on immigration, on making sure that we have a legal workforce for agriculture and not have an illegal immigrant community that is burdening our small rural schools and health care. Those are the three big-ticket items our ag commissioner has to address. And I'm the only candidate running for ag commissioner that has that important background to address those issues. That's why I want to be your next Texas agriculture commissioner, bringing my background not only in production agriculture, which is important to this job and making sure you have an ag commissioner for rural Texas, but also having someone who can actually get the job done and make a difference for the future of Texas agriculture.
Eric,
that is why I want to be your ag commissioner. Thank you for having me on the show.
Eric Opiella, I appreciate your time today. Remember, folks, you can visit his website, ericopiella.com, where you can find out more information, see issues and blog, news, all that kind of information right there on his website. Eric, appreciate your time once again.
I appreciate it as well, Chad. And just so people can spell my hard to pronounce Polish name for down in South Texas, it's ericopiella.com. Please go to my website. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That's Eric Opiella here on the Chad Hastie Show.